Good morning, everybody, and welcome to PM in the AM. My name is Mike Campbell, and this is my lovely wife, Jada.
Good morning, everybody. It is December 1st.
Yes, it is. It's December 1st. It's actually a little cold outside. It's in the 20s.
Yeah.
Probably around, 27, 28, somewhere around there. And but it's nice and cold. Yesterday in Fargo was 1.
Yeah.
Cold in Fargo for Jacob and his family. But what a great day. The sun is shining. The sky is blue. What we call a bluebird day.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, 25 for us is cold. You know, 1 degree in Fargo is just starting their winter, but 25 is cold for us.
Yeah.
Things are
frozen.
Everybody
loves the cold, man. Yeah. So it's a great day. First day of December, which is the beginning of the Advent season, which is Christmas. And what a great opportunity for us to remember the Lord and to praise the Lord for all of his goodness. It was the entrance of deliverance for all of humanity. That's what the Advent season really is all about. It's called Christmas, but if you look at it, it's Christ Mass, or really the story of Christ.
Right.
And so it's pretty exciting. And so we get to celebrate that. Many of you have already noticed the decorations that are out on houses and trees that are popping up, the evergreen tree, which is a symbol of everlasting life. Now, you understand that yes, there are some pagan things that are involved in Christmas. And so a lot of people, you know, get blown out of proportion. And you know, I don't know. There's just not a way to stop all of that stuff. But here's what you can do. You can learn to worship God in your own self and within your private time, and make sure that you keep Christ the focus. His name is really not Christ. His name is Jesus. Christ is a title. So keep Jesus the focus of this season. Don't let it get out of control in your own personal life. Just stay focused on the Lord and focused on the fact that this is the entrance of deliverance for Israel first, and then for the Gentile. Now the Israel rejected. So we're in the era of the Gentile. And so now there's three types of people in the world. There's Jews, there's Gentiles, and then there's the Church of God. That's the born again believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's according to Corinthians. And so that's what we want to do, is make sure we keep focus. And our focus is going to be in Matthew and Luke, because that's where the story of Jesus is told. And, you know, this week, you notice our title slide was Stories of Christmas. So this week we're going to talk about Mary and Joseph, two key components to the Christmas story.
Right, right. And, you know, there's a backstory to everything. You know, there's a backstory to any story that we hear about. And a lot of times we don't hear the details of some of these stories. And so as we look at it, why don't you read the Matthew and then I'll go to Luke, where it gives a little more detail.
Okay. It just says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found the child of the Holy Spirit. See, there's the Immaculate Conception. And then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. So now he's sitting there, he's thinking, he falls asleep, he has a dream. And in this dream, the angel says, Joseph, son of David. Now, this is where we find that Jesus is now of the lineage of David. Okay. So this is important to us. They had to be from the lineage of David. And so do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. I love that. Now here, listen to the next part. And so all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which is spoken by the Lord through the prophet Isaiah, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child, bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Now notice, He was born to bring salvation to his people, deliverance to his people. Okay. And he is called God with us because God left heaven. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2 that Jesus lay aside all of his deity and glory and came by, put on the form of man and came to earth. So he lived 100% as a human and he was 100% God. And so this is where people really struggle. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took to him his wife and did not know her until she had brought forth her first son. And they called his name Jesus. What an exciting story. We have two people, the two key components, the father and the mother, and both of them are faithful to the Lord. Both of them received dreams about what was taking place and messages from angels, and both of them received it without question and did what the Lord said to do. The key component, the key ingredient, obedience.
Right. You know, I think it's amazing. You know, there had to be a reason why the Lord picked Mary and Joseph. You know, he didn't just say, Gabriel, go down there and find me a Jewish woman and find me a Jewish man who happened to be betrothed. And let's just pick them. No, there had to be something about Mary and something about Joseph together as future parents that they needed out of those two. And so we, you know, you have to look at, well, why Mary and why Joseph? And I think it's important for us to see some of the things that you read already kind of shows us a little bit about Joseph, but let's look at Mary. If we go to Luke 1, it tells us a little more detail about the story of when Gabriel comes. It says, starting in 26, now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth. And all of those are prophetic. All those are fulfilling prophecy, and we won't go into that. To a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." And I think that's very important for us to really look into that and see why she was chosen. And notice it says highly favored one. Well, if we look at favor, you know, how do you think she was chosen? Why was she chosen and why was she favored? And she had to have been a devout Jewish woman. Now think about it, in the culture back then, she was 13 or 14 years old. It's believed that she was 13 or 14 when she was betrothed. And then we're looking at maybe a year of that engagement period. But in those days, betrothed and engaged is just like being married. Not intimate relations, but they were considered one no matter what. And so nowadays, you know, you break off an engagement because you find that it's not the right one or whatever is not a huge deal compared to what it was in that culture. And so you have to think about the contract between the two families. And so she had to know what was her future, what her future was. And so let's look at, so she was blessed and highly favored. And why is she highly favored? Because she knew the word of God. She knew her religion. She followed all the feasts. She knew the law and she was highly favored. And of course we could go through a lot of scriptures about being favored, but I think this is a lot about this young woman, 13, 14 years old, knowing what she was going to have to live through throughout her whole life because she was going to be the birth mother of the Son of God. And I think it's important for us to see how important that is, but also about Joseph.
Yeah. That's good, hon. That's good. And, you know, again, I want to go back to the fact that both of these individuals, Joseph and Mary, both obeyed the word of God.
That's right.
I love that when it says Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. Mm-hmm. He took to him his wife and did not know her until after she had given birth to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So he did. He was aroused and did as the angel of the Lord commanded. So we have two people that are dedicated to God and that are trustworthy to God. You know, the Bible says that God gives his secrets to the righteous.
Mm-hmm.
But have you ever wondered why some of the righteous don't receive any of the secrets of God? And it's because we are always blabbing about what we receive from God.
Yeah.
Right. So we want to impress people. Mm-hmm. Joseph and Mary didn't go out to impress people. Joseph didn't go around announcing, well, Gabriel came to see me last night, and this is what he told me.
Right.
You know, this is why I'm doing this. And right. Neither did Mary.
Mm-hmm.
They both. And the thing I love about Mary, and we will talk about this later because we're out of time, is that Mary pondered things in her heart. She kept it to herself. Now, she did talk to Elizabeth. Remember?
Right.
We'll see that here in just a minute. She goes and she meets with Elizabeth, and the baby in Elizabeth's body leaps when she hears the voice of the mother of the Savior. And this is an interesting story. And these things, ladies and gentlemen, are essential to our faith today.
Right.
Right. And that's where we'll leave it for today. And we'll pick this up here tomorrow.
Right.
Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the Son of God who has come to earth. And thank you, Father God, that he lived a sinless life and he has delivered us from our sins, just as the scripture says. And we honor you and thank you for it today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny if you will allow it. Make sure that you click your like, share, follow right down there so that your family and friends can get connected to PM in the AM, MikeCampbellMinistries.com. You can check out our website. And we are on your favorite podcast channel, so you can check us out there as well. And if you're on YouTube, make sure you subscribe now so that you can follow what Mike Campbell Ministries is doing around the world.
Hey, we're so glad you joined us today. Be sure and join us again tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel, for more of PM in the AM. God bless and have a good day.
God bless.